In this segment of our regatta interviews, I spoke with longtime pro paddler and former Olympian Bruce Barton from Michigan, who holds a couple of regatta records and who's paddling with his daughter this year. Here's my conversation with Bruce.
This year, I noticed that you are paddling with your daughter, Rebecca.
That's correct.
And she's 19 years old, and I see that she's never done the Clinton.
Nope, she never has. This will be her first long race.
Has she done other races there in Michigan with you?
Yeah, she's done a number of other races, but nothing this long.
The Barton family name is very well known throughout the canoeing and kayaking world. Who got you started?
My parents got me started. My parents used to race.
Were they as successful as you and your brother, Greg?
They started at a later age. Racing. My dad used to race a little bit when he was in high school, and then he didn't start again until he was almost 40. But my mother was a C2 women's national champion a couple times.
How long have you been paddling?
I've been racing for 41 years.
And what do you do for a living in Michigan?
I'm a farmer.
How do you find the time to paddle?
Oh, that's all I do is I work and I paddle.
It must be rewarding for you to have your daughter paddle as well and then to do the race with you.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun going with my daughter and training with her and, you know, trying to get ready for the race, so we're enjoying it.
You and your brother Greg have been popular in the canoeing and kayaking world. Now, did you kayak as well?
Yeah.
Greg was an Olympic kayak gold medalist, and were you in the Olympics?
Yes, I was on two Olympic teams, 1976 in Montreal and 1980, and it was in Moscow, but the U.S. boycotted that year.
What was it like, the Olympic experience in Montreal?
Well, that was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. I'd been racing international quite a bit before that, so I was kind of used to it. But, you know, you're racing against about 30 other countries and see a lot of different people, a lot of different cultures.
Back to the General Clinton. You have two unique records. You have the fastest time for a two-man pro with Serge Corbin, and you also hold the record for the fastest C1 pro finish that you had back in 2000. First, let's talk about the race with Serge, that fast, fast high water. What was that race like for you?
Well, we were lucky we had high water that year, and we got away from the other teams early in the race. So if the race packs up, then they tend to go slower, you know, in the middle part and wait till the end. So we had a combination of two things there going with us. One, the water was high, and the other thing that we broke away early so we could paddle hard the whole way.
Still, though, 70 miles in 6 hours and 36 minutes. I mean, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, that is. That was a long time ago. I thought it'd be broken by now.
Well, Serge came close with Jeff Kolka. I think it was, I don't know, 14 seconds, something like that, the 1 year. But otherwise, nothing has come close. Also, about the C1 race, 7 hours, 12 minutes in 2000. And that was a pretty exciting race, if I remember.
Yeah, that was. I only won that, I think, by 5 seconds, and I was racing against Calvin Passu, who was probably one of the best C1 racers ever, and I knew my only chance to beat him was to go hard the whole way, because he would be too strong at the end. Otherwise, he was probably a little faster in a short race than I was, so I had to make him struggle. So I paddled hard the whole way, and he stayed there, but I guess it worked, because he couldn't go at the finish.
Is it rewarding for you to work with the young paddlers?
Yeah, I really enjoy that. I've paddled with a lot of the big races with some you know, younger people the last few years, and it's been a lot of fun.
Now, you must be proud of your nephew, Andy Trebold.
Yeah.
He's won it 3 times, the General Clinton. It must make you, and of course I spoke to Tim, his dad, last year. He was very proud, and it must be fun for you guys to see the next generation come up.
Yeah, it is. It's fun, especially when you got to paddle with those guys when they're younger a little bit and help them a little bit. Same with Matthew Reimer. He's from our local area here, and both Tim and I spent a lot of time with him, and he's had pretty good success.
He's a heck of a paddler.
Yeah.
Your daughter now, does she take it as serious as you guys, or is it more here and there?
Well, she hasn't in the past. She's always been a good athlete, good cross-country runner, and she's always done some canoeing. But this year, she's trained harder than she has before because, you know, it was a goal of hers to do the race, and she wanted to make sure she was ready and she could make it. So she's put in a lot of time, and I'm pleased with her progress, and she's paddling pretty good. So first, I was hoping we could just finish, but now I'm thinking maybe we can even beat a few teams.
Good. I think it'll be great to see you out there. One last question about the family. I mean, the Barton family, we've got mom and dad. We've got the kids. Your wife paddles as well.
Yes, my sister. Don't forget my sister, Connie.
Connie, absolutely. I mean, so do you guys just ever go out and just do a whole big paddling trip and just have some fun?
Yeah, we did, actually. My whole family, my wife and my two daughters went last year, and we went on the Yukon River, paddled from Whitehorse to Dawson City, 460 miles, so that was about a two-week trip, so we enjoyed that.
Well, we wish you the best of luck with your daughter.
Okay.
And we hope to see you down at the finish line on Memorial Day.
Okay, thank you.
You can see Bruce and daughter Rebecca in the Pro Class Canoe P19. Good luck to Rebecca on finishing her first 70-miler. For Regatta Coverage 2009, I'm Craig Stevens on WCDO.